Oh, good evening, everybody. It's 4:45 thereabouts, and I'm just having a little rest because it's been a pretty tough day, and it sort of started this morning when I opened up my YouTube channel just to check on the comments, because sometimes, you know, there's a few nasty ones and I like to just get rid of them. And there was quite a few objectionable comments, as I would call them. And I'm being very polite here. And I'll sort of leave it at that, about the objectionable comments. But yeah, there was quite a few of them. And, I should explain, because just to be fair, they were mainly focused, from what I could tell, they were mainly focused from a perspective of what I would call fundamentalist Christians. And I say fundamentalist because much of my own family are Christians, you know, brothers and sisters, and indeed I was, and fundamentalism never came into the mix at all. It was always live and let live, and no one went round quoting the Bible at each other. You know, our faith, our religion, was a way of keeping a good, clear, moral compass on the world and all the comings and goings, and on ourselves, and on what we perceive to be our immortality going forward, you know? So the fundamentalism really irks me because it's so judgmental and it's so righteous, you know, self-righteous. And it's not just in Christians, it's right across all religions. Wherever you have religion, you have, in the main, good people who tolerate and are kind and accepting, and they keep their religion and what they believe in to themselves and their own family and their own community. And that's perfectly acceptable. In fact, that's really how the world should be. But we all know that you step outside of that normalisation and you come across these, well, if they're Christians, you could call them Bible thumpers, God botherers, Muslim fundamentalism. You know, it's all very extreme. And where you have extremes, you have discontent, you have disagreement, you have anger, you have intolerance. What are all these words leading up to? Yeah. War. So, I'm not going to tolerate any of those people commenting, like shouting me down, jabbing their finger metaphorically at me, you know. It's a bit like that sketch from Monty Python. You're a witch. You're a witch. Which, of course, I'm not. Because I don't practice anything. I am simply a Celtic pagan woman who sees the divine in all of life. What is the divine? Well, if you're a Christian, the divine is God. And whatever other religion you may be, you know what the divine is. As a pagan, I just see the divine in everything, in all of creation. And as my grandmother used to say, what harm? What harm, Colette? Meaning, there's no harm in that. But I will say this very firmly. I have a very well-fixed and adjusted moral compass. And anyone who's been following this channel or my website or my other social media platforms for all the years that I've been doing them, free of charge, with no advertising, and with what I perceive to be a lot of integrity, you know I have a very well fixed and set moral compass. So I'm not going to tolerate anyone who wants to be accusatory towards me. No, you will not be using my platform to do it, not even in the comment section. Well, especially in the comment section. Because I will not have you intimidating other people. Because you see, I know how comment sections work. You go on to them. You know, you think, oh, this is a good video. This is a nice video. I like this person. I like this setting, whatever it is. And then you start to scroll down through the comments. And when you start to read negative comments, it begins to unbalance you a little. You know? And because so many of us come from a place of kindness, you think, oh, well, that person's got a point of view. I must respect that point of view, even though the point of view may be quite malicious. There are some who've said to me, Colette, why don't you just switch off the comments? Well, I can't do that. Because I think what I've helped to create here is a community of like-minded souls. What a beautiful thing. A community of like-minded souls. Well, I'll tell you how so many of those comments upset me. And I wasn't actually going to speak about this, but I will, because I think it's important for all of my community to understand how this kind of energy works. Bad energy, nasty things said about you to you, can cause disharmony within one's own energy. And you know what I'm talking about here, because it was what my video was about, magic. And I've always said I use the word magic to describe what is inexplicable in many ways. So here I was this morning and early on this afternoon, ridden with these comments, because even as fast as I got rid of them, kicked them out into cyberspace, I absorbed them, as one does. So I was going out the back door, taking Patsy for a walk, and something happened. I had Patsy's lead in one hand, with her on the end of the lead, and I had my hand on the key to lock the door on the other hand. And I lost my balance. And I fell back against the metal table on the veranda. I've posted a few photographs here so you can see what happened. I was very, very lucky that I didn't end up being cut by the glass, because I fell over backwards onto the table. I've got some massive bruising across my, dare I say, well upholstered rear end. There are times when a little bit of plumpness does go a long way as a buffer zone. But I fell over and I ended up on the actual veranda, horizontal on the veranda, millimetres away from the glass that had shattered and dropped onto the ground beside me. That's how malice works. If you absorb it. And normally I don't absorb it. But I knew by using the word magic in the title of the video, I would have a certain kind of dark hell unleashed upon me. So this is just going some way to explain my post on YouTube and my post both on Twitter and Facebook. And there you go. I mean, this is why I'm actually going to take a little bit of time out. But I will, you know, dip in and out of my website. Because again, you know, the website is probably the only place where I feel absolutely immune to all that negativity. And yes, I am feeling a little bit down about it because I'm actually laid here on the sofa with a very sore derriere, one very sore hip, one very sore shoulder, and a sore wrist. I actually just feel cross about that, you know? Cross with myself for allowing myself to absorb negativity. And at the same time, very, very thankful that I do remain in one piece, albeit battered, bruised and sore. You know, I'll finish up now just with this. We are living through very dark and uncertain times. And we know who's to blame because I keep saying this in my videos. Year after year, I have said it. To hell with politicians. They're supposed to represent us. They're supposed to talk to each other. They're supposed to be civil. They're supposed to sort out problems and rule with some kind of understanding and morality. And there's not one, not one that I know of who's in a position of such power who does that. So we're living through very uncertain times. And this is sort of exacerbated how I feel today as well, because I feel angry with those people. And you know, there's nothing wrong with a bit of anger now and again. I will be taking all this energy and turning it around into something very positive. I have a darn good mind to get that tin of flipping paint out of the cupboard, 2 years old though it may be, and I don't care if it works on the wall or not. I'm going to give it a go with my good arm. I still have one left. This has turned into a rant, hasn't it? Well, I would say sorry, but I'm not sorry. Sometimes we need to have a rant. I will be back at you quite soon with a good old dollop of positivity because such is my nature. I am not by nature a negative person. I never have been, and I've always tried to be positive. That's come easy for me. And be kind. But not to be a fool, not to be a doormat, not to be cowardly. A lot of people have got kindness confused with just being 100% tolerant of everything. Well, that's called not having a moral compass. Anyway, that's it. That's it. I've said my bit. Whether I like it or not now, I've got to get into the car. drive into town and get my little Patsy a great big heap of dog food. So blessings to you all, my friends. My blessings to you all.